should point out, I'm really thrilled to be hosting this musical extravaganza, and it has never been on stage before anywhere in the world. And Top Hat is, as you already know, a fabulous movie that all of us know the songs from. And I couldn't believe it earlier on, I was talking and to realise that this is a 76-year-old movie, and that for the first time we get the opportunity to see those songs, the dances, and the wonderful extravaganza live on stage when it comes to the Lowry. Now then, it's the first time, as I mentioned, that a producer has brought this famous film to the Lowry. It will be a lavish production, fabulous costumes, dancing, wonderful, creative and beautiful sets, and of course those wonderful Irving Berlin songs that we all grew up listening to and we all know so very well. We're going to take you back to the golden era of Hollywood as we celebrate the launch of Fred and Ginger's greatest Hollywood dance musical, which of course is Top Hat. It'll be on stage at the Lowry from the 27th of September to the 8th of October. And first of all, I'd like to introduce you to somebody who is very important to this entire thing. It's the gentleman who managed after 76 years to get this performance to us. Will you welcome Top Hat's producer, Kenny Wax? Now, I did mention, Kenny, that this has been a 76-year wait for most people. Why?
Thank you, Terry. Well, I'm going to answer that question actually by asking a question to all of you out there, because to produce a show, a play, a musical on stage, there's something that you need that you just can't do without. Can anybody suggest what that one thing might be?
Money.
I can hear money. We do need money. We still need a little bit of money.
Stars.
We need stars. Special permission, the lady. Right, somebody says. It's actually the rights. What you need to produce a play or musical is you need the rights. And these rights, we believe, are very, very valuable. The rights to Top Hat on stage, because the production has never been performed on stage before. And I know that even in the 2 or 3 years that I've been involved with it, there have been, I'm aware of, three other requests just in the last 3 years. But Top Hat is one of the great Hollywood musicals. And when I made my approach to the right holders, which are made up by Irving Berlin's family, who Irving Berlin has three daughters, Mary Ellen is 86, Elizabeth is 81, and Linda is 77. And I made the approach to the daughters through their representative, and they said, that's very nice indeed, no thank you very much. We've waited 76 years, we're not going to give you the rights yet. And I didn't really want to take no for an answer, so I asked them why not, and they gave me three reasons. I'm just going to very briefly tell you what those reasons were. First of all, they said, it's been 76 years, why should we give them now? We've had hundreds of requests over the years. At the time that the movie came out, I should tell you, that the five songs that are in the movie were all in the top five, in order, in the American Hit Parade. So you can imagine now, you know, a musical coming out, all five songs being at the top of the hit parade. So that was how big it was then. Was also RKO's biggest grossing picture. RKO who made the movie, the film studios of that decade, the 1930s. And I said, well, I'm going to tell you why it should be now. I'm going to give you a couple of reasons. And the first reason I said is because of my daughter Jemima. I said, Jemima is 9 years old, and Jemima doesn't know who Irving Berlin is. And if we don't do this now, this show, your father's material, your father's wonderful material that we've been hearing be played by the band, will be lost forever, because generationally, things have changed. I remember watching TV, as I'm sure you all did, with particularly my grandfather Sam. I'm from Manchester, so it was in Bramble. In fact, my 99-year-old grandmother is here with us today. I'd just like to on a Saturday afternoon, there was the wrestling, which we used to watch with our grandfather. You all in wrestling, the Ben McManus giant haystacks, I'm sure you remember. BBC One would be the horse racing, but on BBC Two, there would be the black and white.